US Justice Department has charged a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard in connection with the plot to murder former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Shahrampour Safi is wanted by the FBI on charges related to the alleged murder-for-hire plot. He's accused of offering to pay $300,000 for Bolton's death. Prosecutors said the scheme was likely in retaliation to the January 2020 strike that killed the head of Iran's elite Al-Quds force, Qasem Soleimani.
We face a rising threat from authoritarian regimes who seek to reach beyond their own borders to commit acts of repression, including inside the United States. This is an especially appalling example of the government of Iran perpetrating egregious acts of transnational violence in violation of U.S. laws and our national sovereignty.
There were growing fears over the fate of Europe's biggest nuclear power station. The Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia plant in southern Ukraine has come under attack several times over the past week. The Ukrainians are warning that the Russians are preparing to connect the facility with Crimea, which Moscow annexed back in 2014. The UN nuclear watchdog is warning of a nuclear disaster. EU member states can no longer import Russian coal under a fifth package of sanctions imposed for the war in Ukraine. Members are also aiming to reduce Russian gas use by 15%. Many are now setting power consumption caps to ensure there's enough energy to get through those colder months. The EU is Russia's biggest coal trading partner, and the ban is expected to see Russia lose more than $8 billion a year. Inflation in the US could be cooling. The consumer price index climbed 8.5% in the year through to July. That's compared with 9.1% in June. Wall Street is up, though, and the figures are a welcome reprieve for consumers. Both gas prices and airfares have come down. Sierra Leone has imposed a nationwide curfew in response to violent anti-government protests. The government says several people have been killed, including members of the security forces. Thousands of people are protesting across the country over the rising cost of living. They're calling on President Julius Maada Bio to step down.